And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 21st of August, 2011. It's the birthday of Count Basie, William Basie, born Red Bank, New Jersey, 1904, the jazz pianist and the band leader. The band had a great long run in the 30s and 40s, and in spite of suffering from diabetes and chronic arthritis, he led the band until a month before his death in 1984. It's the birthday of X.J. Kennedy, born Dover, New Jersey, 1929, the poet, who once said, "I write for three separate audiences, children, college students who use textbooks, and that small band of people who still read poetry." It's the birthday of poet Ellen Hinsey, born Boston, 1960, author of Update on the Descent. Ellen Hinsey, who said, "Poetry is the conscience of a society. No individual poem can stop a war. That's what diplomacy is supposed to do. But poetry is an independent ambassador for conscience. It answers to no one. It crosses borders without a passport, and it speaks the truth. That's why it is one of the most powerful of the arts." And it's the birthday of the computer scientist and internet entrepreneur Sergey Brin, born Moscow, 1973. His father had wanted to be an astronomer, but Jews were blocked from the physics departments in Soviet universities, so the father became a mathematician. Family emigrated to the United States in 1979. Father got a job as professor of math at the University of Maryland, and the boy, Sergey, got his first computer, a Commodore 64, for his 9th birthday, went to Montessori schools, then the University of Maryland, studied computer science and math, went to Palo Alto, grad school, Stanford, worked for his PhD, met Larry Page, also working on his doctorate, discovered they had a common interest in retrieving information from large data sets, and they co-authored a paper called The Anatomy of a Large-Scale Hypertextual Web Search Engine, and got the idea for a search engine that would present the most popular websites first. They dropped out of Stanford, wrote up a business plan, raised $1 million, decided on a name for the company, Google, the mathematical term for a 1 followed by 100 zeros, but it got misspelled. Nonetheless, the company was a success. Sergey Brin, who once said, "We want Google to be the third half of your brain." Here's a poem for today by Stanley Plumley, in answer to Amy's question, "What's a pickerel?" Pickerel have infinite small bones and skins of glass and black ground glass, and though small for pike, are no less wall-eyed, and their eyes, like bone, are fierce for their size, and when they flare at the surface, resemble drowning birds, the wing-slick panic of birds. But in those seconds, out of water, on the line, when their color changes, and they choose for life, will try to cut you and take part of your hand back with them. And yet they open like hands the sweet white meat, more delicate in oil, to be eaten off the fire when the sun is level with the lake, the wind calm, the air ice blue, blue black and flecked with rain. Stanley Plumley's poem, in answer to Amy's question, "What's a pickerel?" from his collection, The Marriage in the Trees, published by the Echo Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.